Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs people it can trust, you can count on us. We dedicate ourselves to getting to know your needs and finding solutions to meet them. You'll have a team of experts backing you up.
Our guest this week is Susan Guillory, president of Egg Marketing and Communications, a content marketing firm based in San Diego. She is the author of several books and has written on small business issues for Forbes, All Business, and Tweak Your Biz. You can follow her on Twitter at Egg Marketing. One of the goals of Egg Marketing is to take the pain out of marketing for small business owners, and that's exactly what we'll talk about for the next few minutes, with a special focus on social media and content marketing. And Susan, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. It's great to be here.
Well, let's start with explaining in pretty basic terms what social media and content marketing are. How do they work as part of a strategy for a small business?
Well, I think any business owner now is going to understand social media, at least from the personal use. So, you know, we're connecting with other people online. And from the business perspective, that's such a valuable tool because people are online looking for information. They're looking for answers to questions. They want to know what their peers think of products, and they want to get smarter. So both social media and content marketing are really great tools for brands because they can reach these consumers and establish themselves as experts in their field and get found in Google searches and whatnot when people are searching for answers to those questions.
So it sounds like just when you're running your business, your social media strategy is kind of the same way in the sense that you're providing value for someone and therefore they'll appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Value is the key word, I think, when it comes to both social media and content marketing these days.
Let's look at the pluses and minuses here. First of all, what are the benefits, Susan, when social media and content marketing are done right?
I'd say you have the potential to reach people who wouldn't otherwise have found you. You know, if you're showing up in search results because you've got some really informative blog content, those people may not have stumbled onto your site in another way. Same with social media. A lot of times you'll see a friend refer a brand or an event and you say, oh, well, I didn't know anything about them, but now I'm interested. So that's one benefit. Here's an example of that. For my business, I write a lot of content on small businesses, on sites like you said, Forbes and All Business, and I get a lot of referrals that way. So people will read my writing. They wouldn't otherwise have found my company, and they want to hire me to do the same thing for their brands. So it's great just awareness, you know, with the big wide world of the internet to be, you know, found in more places.
What about on the downside? What are some of the common mistakes that folks can make?
Oh, how long do you have? You know, I think a lot of smaller businesses think that either A, they have to manage these aspects of marketing themselves, or B, that it's way too expensive to have someone else do it, and so they just don't bother. And I say if you have the time and the skill and inclination to write regular blog posts and update social media, I encourage you to do so. But what I see, and this happens often, is people are not being honest with themselves. And I say, really, if you only have time to write maybe one article every quarter, you can't expect results from that. And if marketing is a pain point for you, you need to admit that you're not the best person for the job. And, you know, in fact, it's not as expensive as a lot of business owners think. You can hire a writer to write, say, 10 blog posts a month, or hire a social media firm to spend 5 hours a month updating your accounts. And then you just pay for those services that you need rather than having to hire a full-time marketing employee, which a lot of small businesses can't afford.
What's been the process for you as you develop the marketing for your own business? What things have worked? What things have you had to tweak over time? And what kind of learning have you done in terms of what folks respond best to? You mentioned you can't just do one a quarter. Some people might think 3 or 4 a day is a lot. Other people might be fine with 10 a day. So how do you balance that?
I think you really have to pay attention to results. My personal blog, I have a lot of guest writers there, and we've found that between 3 and 5 posts a week gets the most traffic. We kind of play back and forth and see after a few months if we increase that number, how does that look? But one of the best strategies I've had, and I mentioned it briefly about writing on Forbes and All Business, is I write for a lot of sites that are already established, and they look for guest contributors that are experts in whatever field. So for Forbes, I'm writing about small business. And because I'm writing on all these different channels, if you Google my name, you see a slew of articles that are coming out. And the benefit of that for brands is that you start to see the same person representing brand X. Go, didn't I just read an article from this guy? And then you start to see it and go, he knows what he's talking about. So I need to reach out to him to hire him as a consultant or, you know, whatever industry he's in. But I've also done a lot of guest blogging that resulted in nothing. So I pay a lot of attention to, do those sites send me traffic? And if after a few contributions, I'm not seeing any traffic from a given site, then I won't continue that effort. So it's really about measuring and paying attention and just tweaking your strategy.
So that leads well into the next question, and that's, how do you know if what I'm doing is working? And so response to the social media campaign is obviously good. How do you characterize the response, though? Is just interaction good? Do you want to see people actually asking you and willing to pay for your services? How do you gauge it all?
It depends on the business. We have a lot of different metrics. If you go into Google Analytics, which is, it's a free tool, I recommend any small business owner spend just a few minutes just understanding the basic functions. But you can see that, say, Facebook is sending X number of visitors to your website, or Twitter is. And that gives you an indication that what you're doing on social is driving traffic to your site. Now, from there, what you do with it, what your site looks like, is going to affect whether those people turn into customers or not. But with social media, you know, there's about 10 years ago, the argument started, like, what is the ROI? You know, how can you measure the return on investment when you have a like or a share or a tweet? It becomes a little harder to measure. But if you define kind of what you're looking for, like you say, it seems like every time we post something and we get a lot of shares, that kind of sees an uptick in traffic to our site or sales, then that's what you need to pay attention to, is shares. It may be comments. It may be that you want to foster good communication with your community. And in that case, you'd pay attention to comments on your social shares.
We're talking with Susan Guillory. She's president of Egg Marketing and Communications, based in San Diego. And Susan, in passing, in a couple of the earlier responses, you talked about some of the problems small business owners might have in this department. So let's go over a couple of those in the time that we have. First of all, some might find it overwhelming, and some business owners might not be able to devote much manpower to content marketing, to social media efforts, and they might not know if they're any good at it. So what advice do you have for them?
I say just don't give up. A lot of times I see small businesses just don't even bother to market their business, either because they're overwhelmed, they think it's going to cost a lot, or business is good. And I say, don't assume that because business is good today that you don't need to market for tomorrow. What you're doing now is laying the foundation for the future. Social media profiles are free. You know, you can set those up in a few minutes. I suggest starting by understanding which sites your audience spends time on. Likely that's not going to be LinkedIn and Google and Instagram and Snapchat, but understanding which sites you'll get the best value for, and just create one profile on one site to start with. And over time, you can expand that, and updating it at least weekly. It just kind of depends on which social channel you're on in terms of what your frequency should be. But understand that the more you do, the more value you put into it, the better your results are going to be over time. Also, you can write your own blog content if you're a decent writer. It takes dedication because, like I said, you can't just do one blog post every 3 months and expect traffic coming to your site. But if you can consistently create content, I'd say at the very least 2 posts a month. I mean, obviously, I'm a fan of weekly content. But Google will start to recognize that you're creating great content, and then you'll start to show up in search results.
And that's obviously a huge part of marketing as well, to be on that first page, if at all possible. This next issue is one that I know some businesses deal with, and I already know a little bit about where you're coming from on this, and I love your perspective. And that's I'm in a boring business. It's one thing for other businesses to do social media, and they can talk about whatever, menu changes, big sales over here and over here, and that sort of thing, to kind of get people really excited about engaging with them. Other people might be running businesses that don't necessarily do those sorts of things or have the opportunity to do those sorts of things. And so everything is, they think, kind of boring compared to what other businesses are doing. So what do you say to dispel them of that?
You know, I get this a lot. And honestly, if you're in an industry, you know, there's no boring industries. You know, there's a market for every industry, and content and social media can play into, I'd say, just about any industry. But it's about knowing the right channel. So let's say you make laser etching machines. I used to work for a company that did. You have to understand who you're trying to reach. So those are the businesses that need laser etching machines. They have interests and questions, and you can address those through your content. Now, they may not be on Facebook or Instagram, but maybe they are LinkedIn. And so once you understand where they're spending time to get the information in their industry, then you can target that. So maybe it's manufacturing groups on LinkedIn. And then you can join these groups, contribute to the conversation, share links to your articles, and create value to that audience. So it's just understanding, you know, thinking about like, what questions do your customers ask? You know, what do they care about? It might be something like, how soon can they recoup the cost of a machine like yours? Or what other applications can they use it for? You know, these are topics that if you're outside of the industry, maybe that's boring. But when you know your audience and who you're selling to, these are the questions that create the fodder for the content.
Time always runs short with the most interesting guests, but we're going to go a couple more minutes here. Susan, hopefully somewhat briefly, but I want to get your thoughts on a couple more things. First of all, if there's one thing we've learned in doing this podcast over time, it's that keeping the status quo means you're probably losing ground, or at least will eventually. So what are some good ways to keep your social media and content marketing fresh and constantly finding ways to find better responses?
I think it's just being proactive. You know, marketing continues to evolve, especially with technology. Don't assume that what you did last year will continue to deliver the same results. Keep an eye out for new tools and strategies, and just take the time to get to learn something new. You know, you might have been ignoring this thing called Instagram, but if it could help you reach more customers, shouldn't you explore it?
And finally, you've talked about several different tools. You just mentioned Instagram. You mentioned Google Analytics a while ago. Any other resources you recommend for business owners just getting their feet wet in this area?
There's so many great blogs out there. Honestly, you can Google whatever you want to learn about. But in general, I like HubSpot because it helps you market your audience. It's HubSpot.com. NeilPatel.com can teach you a ton about great content and kind of what the formats and templates are. And socialmediaexaminer.com is great for the latest social media trends that you can use.
Fantastic. And Egg Marketing is also a place you definitely want to check out. Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Susan Guillory is president of Egg Marketing and Communications, a content marketing firm based in San Diego. She's the author of several books and has written on small business issues for the likes of Forbes, All Business, and Tweak Your Biz. You can follow her on Twitter at Egg Marketing. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on this topic, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business life cycle.